Hello everyone, Father Jared here, and it is podcast time. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast. You should know that. All right, so last month we talked all about creating a fruitful environment within our homes, really, you know. We talked about gentleness, you know, halls of harmony. And then that last podcast that we just listened to was hashtag blessed, right? How to truly live the Beatitudes. Super difficult. I'd be curious to know how you're doing with that. Feel free to let me know after Mass. But that is the life that we are all called to live. The Beatitudes. The blessed life. Hashtag blessed. So, this past Fire Night, we had the theme of hold your horses, right? Which is my way of saying patience. So if we already talked about gentleness, patience naturally follows next because they kind of go hand in hand. Right? And so this month in our podcast and beyond, we're focusing on creating a culture of forgiveness and healing. And that really should start within our own homes, within our own hearts, ultimately. And so at our Fire Night, we talked about, you know, the need for patience when it comes to relating with others. And of course, just relating with ourselves, right? Being patient on ourselves is super important. We talked about all kinds of things, right? We talked about how there's even heroic patience, right? So not just, you know, first step was being patient without even interiorly complaining, right? That's like step one. Step two is to be patient and allow it to let us grow in virtue, right? To endure these sufferings willingly, these annoyances or whatever they are, frustrations, to do that in such a way that it helps us to also grow in virtue, building good habits. And then thirdly, like heroic patience, like the ultimate level of patience as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, is when not only are we not complaining interiorly or externally, not only are we growing in virtue, but we are even asking the Lord, Lord, give me more moments to grow in patience. Give me more moments to give myself to you again and again, patiently and gently. Like, we ask him for that. We ask him for this level of suffering insofar as we can, you know, love him even more deeply. That's heroic patience. We say Mary has heroic patience. Okay, so today we're going to talk about something a little different, or at least something, I dropped my phone, that's what you heard, something a little that builds off of patience, and that is this topic of healing, right? Forgiveness and healing. So healing is not just really time and patience, but it's also about learning to let things go. That's really difficult, isn't it? Learning to let things go. That is the ultimate test of our patience, but also the ultimate thing that's going to make us healed, that's going to help us to be healed, is to just let things go. Right, that's why this podcast is very Elsa themed, right? Let it go. But it's not really about the song. It's not that kind of letting go, actually. It's not like, I'm just going to let everything go and be hunky-dory, because we all know that it follows up to her, right? She can't just let, like for Elsa, she can't just let things go. They eventually will catch up to her. Same with us. When we let it go, we have to like truly let it go. Like, we have to say, Lord, I forgive that. I forgive him. I forgive her. Lord, I'm letting that go. And we do that over and over and over again until we actually believe it and actually are healed and actually are freed of whatever it is we're holding on to. That's our goal during this Advent season. That's our goal this year of Fire, is to stop hanging on to things, because ultimately those things enslave us. Hey, that's a crazy thought to think about. This thing that I'm holding on to, this lack of forgiveness, this like hatred even, this whatever it is, this ill feeling, it's usually directed at a person or a situation that we are like, oh, I just need to be freed from that person. But we hang on to this thing and it enslaves us even further. So the one thing, the one person that we hate the most actually is the one thing that's enslaving us. Think about that. The one thing we want to let go of, if we don't let it go, only enslaves us more. Wow. So it is our goal to strive for healing, to strive for forgiveness so that it doesn't grow into resentment and anger further, like deeper rooted anger and even, you know, woundedness. Instead, we say, Lord, I let this go. Right? This Advent, I'm not only looking forward to Christ's coming, I'm not only looking forward to him being born to this world, I'm not only preparing for him to come again. Rather, as I wait, as I prepare, as I'm patiently waiting, Lord, help me let go. Lord, this year I am letting go of those things that I think are giving me some sort of control in my life, because I know they're not. Lord, I know that I have ultimately no control, right? I ultimately should abandon myself totally to you because you're the only one that is in control. And so I acknowledge that this Advent, by letting go, Lord, I let go of all that is not you so that you can find a place in me. Amen.